I'm now tracking the provincial secretary of the African National Congress, Ubabu Muzichiro. He joins me now on the line. Secretary, good evening.
Good evening, Musa, and all the listeners of our radio.
Yeah. Secretary, the reasons why I've called you, I would have loved us to look into the outcomes. But before we do, the outcomes of the elections, that is the workshop of the ANC. But before we get into that, I'm informed now by the provincial secretary of SACP that the ANC invited the delegation from SACP, and they did not internalize it correctly when a directive and directive was then given to say, look, you can't form part of the meeting. From a provincial perspective, having issued the invitation, to what extent do you react to what then subsequently transpired?
Thank you very much, Musa, and let's just appreciate also the input by the Provincial Secretary of ACP Comrade Buyane. We ourselves in the province work well with the alliance. We were in alliance with all the three parties, the ACP, COSAC, and SANCO, and we work very well. And I must just indicate that the ACP was invited in the meeting, and of course, we have engagement following the discussion that we had. And we have agreed collectively that it is best to take the cue from the national leadership. And I personally, representing the ANC, profusely apologize to the South African Communist Party for the invitation that has been sent by my office. And we have agreed because we have engaged ourselves, including the COSAC was there, on the issue at hand, and unanimously agreed, and that it is proper that we will follow the guidance. And we think that it is appropriate, and the matter will always be engaged from ourselves. And let us recall that, like Kofrindian was indicating in Opala, that today there was an engagement between the ACP and the ANC at national level. We'll also get queue, and the queue may not be far-fetched. There is a decision of the Special National Congress of the party that the party will be contesting the state power. That stands, and that we respect, and we are looking also ourselves with the leadership of the party in an alliance. How are we going to navigate, because we are one, how are we going to navigate that resolution that has been taken? And it does not pit us against each other, because we are all collectively contesting the state power. You see in Limpopo what they've been, it has been closed, it has been announced, the party is contesting what they've been, the ANC is contesting. This is a situation that also here in the province we must prepare ourselves within our sound and good working relationship with the alliance and respect that resolution of the party.
Secretary, you held a two-day strategic workshop looking into crafting a strategy ahead of the elections. Was particularly the region Rabsibande chosen on purpose, having the ANC not performed well in the national, in fact, in the general elections, or was it just a coincidence that you had to be hosting the delegates of the ANC there?
I can just mention that the choosing of the Rabsibande as a region, it is not based on the on our previous performance of the elections, because we collectively take ownership of the results, the outcome. If you notice very well, Musa and the listeners, the ANC in this term, it is rotating the meetings in all the regions. In the past, you know, the ANC used to have most of all its meeting essentially as the headquarters of the ANC. But we see with the Nkangala, even our PC, three of PC, this one is in the schedule. It was a term for Rabsibande. However, we had a very, very successful, fruitful engagement on assessing where we're coming from and where we are, and start to prepare the roadmap that was adopted by the ANC Tshilikuta of this year, 2025. So we're just preparing the machinery and also getting input from national in terms of the research that is currently available, so that we can also prepare start to put these structures. Yes, we had a very, very fruitful engagement.
Secretary, I would not ask you to share the strategy here because that would be somewhat immature of me, but to a large extent, giving your political opponents an advantage. But let me rather ask, remember there was a decision in the ANC, largely, I remember at the time, it was communicated by former President Halima Motlanthe, where he said the ANC was accommodated to the decision to absorb community representatives. As you're going to the local government elections, you still have, key and prominent community-based leaders. What seems to be then the focus of the ANC around those areas? I know that there's independent councillors and independent candidates who then contest on their own. But there are those that the ANC has always shared relations with. I know in Mkhondo there is one particular independent councillor. And so in many other councils, the ANC has managed to position itself with some of these independent leaders who are community-based and absorb them into the conversation. Have you then formulated a view and a strategy around that leading up to 2026?
In the main, our discussion in the strategy workshop was mainly based on the renewal program of the ANC, because that is the basic matter that all of us must confront. How far are we progressing, and how far are we committed to make sure that we renew the ANC in real terms? How far are we progressing in terms of the implementation of the renewal program as part of the strategy? By and large, when you talk about independent councillors elected in the country who, on their own will, decide to join the ANC, that matter remains open at that point in time. When it comes, it is addressed in terms of the assessment of whether that such a candidate will be committed to the National Democratic Revolution. Because the basic and the major program that we are implementing together with the alliance is the National Democratic Alliance, National Democratic Revolution. Any member, any person, any structure that wants to be in alliance with the ANC must be committed to that. So those individual members are abided. If they come, they are abided by the ANC National Democratic Revolution program.
Yeah, without a doubt. Secretary, I really appreciate your time and thank you so much for your friend response.
Well, cool, Musa, and
yeah, well,